Our scripture reading for this morning is going to be taken from the book of Luke. I'm going to be reading from chapter 4 of Luke's gospel. Luke, out of all the gospel writers, is the writer who is most concerned to emphasize the workings of the Holy Spirit. He emphasizes it both in his gospel and also in the other book that he wrote, the book of Acts. In both of those books, the power of the Holy Spirit is very prominent, as Luke writes. And Luke begins by telling us that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit fell on Jesus during his baptism, and the Holy Spirit sends Jesus out into the wilderness as Jesus is tested there in the wilderness. And then Luke tells us that Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit as he begins his ministry. And in our reading for this morning, Jesus describes that Spirit-filled ministry. So we'll look at our reading, chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. Let us listen to God's word for us. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Eternal God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, friends, today is Pentecost in the streets here at Alney Presbyterian Church, and in a few minutes we will be going outside to engage the community with the good news. Pentecost and good news, of course, go together. They go together because Pentecost is about the Spirit. It's about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the same Spirit that was there before the foundation of the world. The same Spirit that hovered over the darkness in the book of Genesis before the act of creation. The same Spirit who makes all things new. It's the Spirit that brings new life and new beginnings, especially for those who have been ensnared with bad news. And so, as we go out to our community this morning, we want to keep that in mind. We want to keep both the good news in mind, the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the good news of the Spirit. There is lots of bad news in our world. Indeed, there's lots of bad news in our community. There are people in our community, in this very community around Alney Church, people who are without jobs. During periods of high unemployment, it's communities like this one that are especially hit hard. There are people right here in this community who are facing foreclosure. I was talking to a lady the other day who does not know where she's going to be staying at in the next couple of months because her home is about to be foreclosed on. There are people in this community who are facing incarceration, some of them for relatively serious offenses and some of them for relatively minor offenses. But there are people who have heard that bad news. They bought a lot of that bad news on themselves, but that's still bad news for many people here in this community. And there are people in this community who are oppressed by all kinds of things. Some of them are oppressed by drugs and alcohol. Some of them are oppressed by mental illness. I live on Fifth Street and have the opportunity to look out over Fifth Street and see a lot of people who are oppressed by many things. See people who are alcoholics out at all times of the night begging for money so that they could buy what they need in order to be able to assuage their cravings for alcohol. I see people late at night, women of the night, applying their trade on the streets. I see people who have various mental disturbances. Obviously, they need to be in a place where that could be attended to, but because of the way our health system is structured, many people who need the help that they need is not able to get it because it's just not available. And so we live in a community with all kinds of problems where people hear bad news all the time. Bad news, not just as it concerns their individual lives, but bad news about this community in general. Bad news about school closings. Bad news about the budget cuts. All of those affect this community disproportionately. So this is the community that we'll be going out today to proclaim good news to. That's what I want us to think a little bit about today before we go out into our community. I want us to think a little bit about good news. What is good news? What would be good news for people in this community? When I asked that question at my last church, somebody said, "Pastor, that's easy. I can tell you what good news is. Good news is the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins." And that's right. That is good news. In fact, that's wonderful news. That is the central, one of the central things that we go out and proclaim, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's good news. But the good news that Jesus brings is not just the good news about him dying for us. The good news that Jesus brings is the good news of his coming kingdom. The good news of God's kingdom breaking into the world. That's good news. Because when God's kingdom breaks into the world, it means that all of those in our world who have experienced bad news can begin to rejoice because of the life-giving work of the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus, in our text this morning, comes to his hometown of Nazareth under the power of the Holy Spirit. He comes to bring his Spirit-filled agenda. It is his first sermon that he preaches, his maiden sermon, and he does it in his home synagogue. And no doubt the word has gone out that Jesus, Mary's boy, is back, and he's going to be preaching. And so people are there in the synagogue to hear him, his first sermon, the sermon that will determine the character of his ministry. And Jesus chooses a reading from the prophet Isaiah. And he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. God's Spirit is upon me, and it has sent me out to proclaim the good news." Good news for all of those who are downtrodden. Good news for all of those who desperately need to hear good news. Good news for those who are poor. Good news for those who are broken. The Spirit of the Lord has sent me to proclaim good news to these people. Everywhere, of course, that Jesus went, he proclaimed good news. To people who were sick, he brought the good news of healing. To people who were hungry, he brought the good news of food. To people who had demons and unclean spirits, he brought the good news of release and liberation. And people flocked to Jesus wherever he went. Wherever Jesus went, he flocked to people. People flocked to him because he had the good news. Good news for their lives. And remarkably, Jesus said that we, his followers, would be able to do greater things than he did. We'd be able to bring good news just like Jesus brought good news, but only we'd be able to do it greater. Be able to do greater things than Jesus did. And Luke tells us that's exactly what happened. Just like the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus at his baptism at Pentecost, Luke tells us that the Holy Spirit came upon the whole church, and they immediately went out and proclaimed good news. The early church, of course, didn't have a whole lot going for them. They didn't have buildings like we have. They didn't have budgets like we have. All they had was the Holy Spirit. And that's all they needed, because the Holy Spirit helped them to turn the world upside down. When we read the book of Acts, what we notice is that that small group of Jesus' followers turned the world upside down. In Acts 17, in Thessalonica, the people come and they say, the people who turned the world upside down are now in our city too. They're now here too. The same followers of Jesus who just a few weeks earlier had been nestled in the upper room, frightened and scared. Now they've got the Holy Spirit. And now they've gone out into the world and they turned the world upside down, proclaiming the good news. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit sends us from our comfort zones, and it sends us out into the world to shake things up. And that's what the Holy Spirit did for the early followers of Jesus. It sent them out into the world, essentially, to continue Jesus' mission of proclaiming good news, especially to people whose lives had been turned upside down, people who needed to hear that good news. Often I sit and wonder, what would be good news to the people of this community? What would be good news to the people of Awning? What would be good news to the people around this church? What would be good news for them? And that's an easy question in some respects. First of all, this church is good news to the people of Awning. This church here on the corner of 3rd and Tabor Street is good news. It's good news not just because we've been here for over 100 years. It's good news not just because we're an anchor in this community, but we are good news because we are the body of Christ. Today, we are the body of Christ. We are Christ's hands. We are his feet. We are his heart. We're the body of Christ right here on the corner of 3rd and Tabor Street. And we're not just Jesus' body, but today we also have his spirit. His spirit is upon us. The spirit of God, the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, the spirit that makes all things new, that spirit is upon all of us here at Awning Presbyterian Church. It is upon us. And one of the ways you know you got the spirit, one of the ways that we know that you have the spirit, that churches have the spirit, is that the spirit gives us something to do. The spirit does not allow us simply to be content with coming here and serving ourselves, but the Spirit sends us out into the community, sends us out into the world with something to do. And that's what I want us to think about as we go out into the streets today. That's what I want us to think about for this summer. I want us to think about what the Spirit has for us to do in the midst of this community. What work of good news does the Spirit have for us to do? When the Spirit sends us out, when the Spirit gives us something to do, it's good news. Good news for all of those in this community who desperately need to hear that good news. And so what might that good news be for us that the Spirit is empowering us to proclaim? Maybe it's good news for our children. Maybe it will be something good news that's considered good news for children in this community. We've already done work with children, and we give God thanks for all those working with children. But maybe the Spirit is prompting us to go out into the midst of this community and really begin to engage children with the good news. In a city that's cutting budgets for schools, cutting budgets for all kinds of things that relate to children, what might be the good news that the Spirit is prompting us to do with children in this community? Maybe it's good news for people who are unemployed. Maybe the Spirit wants us to do something there. Maybe the Spirit is calling for us to proclaim good news to people in our community that is unemployed. There's a great need for that right now, especially with the unemployment rate being as high as it is. Maybe the Spirit wants us to do something there. Maybe the Spirit is sending us out to do good news with parents and adults in this community who are struggling to keep their families together. Maybe that's what the Spirit wants us to do. So I'll ask you, as we go out and engage the community, to think about not only what would be good news for this community, but to think about and to ask ourselves and to seek discernment about what the Spirit might be asking us to do, what the Spirit might be propelling us to do in this community. Jesus said, today, this scripture is being fulfilled in your hearing. And that's true for us as well. Today, the liberating work of God's Spirit is on us. Today, the liberating work of God's Spirit is on us because we are the body of Christ. We have His Spirit. Today, not tomorrow, not sometime way in the future, but today we are called to go out and to engage our community with the good news. So as we go out this morning, as we go out into the streets like that first church did, as we go out into the streets as Jesus Himself did, let us ask for discernment in following the Spirit, discernment in engaging our community with the good news, discernment about how we might be able to serve this community better and to bring God's mercy and compassion to this community, how we might be able to anticipate the coming of God's kingdom. Jesus said that the coming of God's kingdom had already broken in with Him. His presence was already the breaking in of God's kingdom. And you and I, we who have the Spirit, our presence here too already conveys the fact that God's Spirit has already broken into our world. That's what we're here on this corner to proclaim. That God's Spirit has already broken into our world. God's good news is already among us and working in our communities. So let us today spread that good news. Let us not be afraid to engage people. Let us not be afraid to invite people into these walls, to invite people into this church. Let us not be afraid to tell people about the good news that we experience here and about the good news that they can experience here. Let us not be afraid to invite people into a whole different way of living, a way of living where we love one another, a way of living where we embrace one another, a way of living where we not only proclaim the good news, but where we live the good news out in our midst. Let us spread that good news to the people that we engage in this community. Let us do that today, because that is what the Spirit is upon us for. The Spirit of the God, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ is upon us. He has sent us out and continues to send us out to proclaim the good news to this community. Let us proclaim that good news on this Pentecost Sunday with the love and compassion and the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who first proclaimed it in His acts of mercy and love and compassion for all of us. The good news of God's Spirit in the midst of our world. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we prepare our hearts to go out into the midst of this community today, we ask that in everything that we do, that Your love comes shining through. We ask that in everything that we do, as we pray for people here in this community, as we pass out Bibles, as we do our works, our service projects, let the good news of Your coming kingdom come shining through. Let people see that we do not come here simply to serve ourselves, but that we are here because You have called us to be Your hands and Your feet, that we are here because You have given us Your Spirit, that we are here because You are strengthening us to go back out into the community, to be that beloved community that God has called us, that You have called us to be. Help us to be that beloved people, that Holy Spirit people, that good news people that proclaims your good news in the midst of this community. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.